E. A universal genius. Is it possible for one person to be a painter, sculptor, mathematician, philosopher, scientist, and engineer? Leonardo da Vinci, 1452 to 1519, was all of these. Leonardo is world famous for masterpieces such as the Mona Lisa and the Last Supper. But he was gifted in many other areas too. Leonardo was interested in everything around him: animals, plants, chemistry, mathematics, art, anatomy, astronomy, and the universe. He made sketches and he wrote detailed records of his ideas and discoveries. He even made sketches of flying machines 400 years before helicopters and planes were invented. Early in his life, he became an apprentice to the famous artist Andrea del Verrocchio. At his master's workshop, he met some of the best artists and scientists of the time. Leonardo wanted to learn exactly how the human body worked, so that he could draw it better. He dissected several bodies at a hospital in Florence, together with Dr. Marcantonio della Torre. They then wrote and illustrated a book on anatomy, which was published in 1580. Leonardo eventually became a famous artist, and many noblemen commissioned work from him. The Sultan of the Ottoman Empire, now Turkey, asked him to design a bridge over the Bosporus Strait, for example. The Sultan looked at Leonardo's sketches and decided the bridge could not be built. However, 500 years later, the Norwegian artist Vebjørn Sand built a smaller version of Leonardo's bridge just outside Oslo. Leonardo's bridge. This bridge is based on geometry. Geometry is timeless and eternal, which means that the bridge will never go out of fashion. I believe it expresses Leonardo's approach and message to mankind, that art, science, philosophy, and spirituality must be experienced as a whole. Vebjørn Sand. A young artist was having his very first exhibition. The day after it opened, he talked to the gallery owner. "I have some good news and bad news," the owner said. "The good news is that one gentleman was very interested in your work. He asked if it would be worth more after you die. When I said yes, he bought all 20 of your paintings." "That's wonderful," the artist exclaimed. "What is the bad news?" "Well," replied the gallery owner hesitantly, "the man is your doctor." Stuart MacFarlane.